Minor revisions have been made to this sermon on January 24th, 2012.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is November 27th, 2011. It's the first Sunday in Advent. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, amen.
This sermon was directed towards two inquirers with Jehovah's Witness backgrounds. They are the children of one of our Catholic brothers. Who's it? Ben and his daughter's here too?
Gregory.
His
daughter,
September. September, okay. All right, well, anyway, I advise them to continue to listen to my audios, to probably, what you want to read first really only is One Church Infallibility Mediation. In those letters I prove that in our life, every one of us, human beings on earth, our purpose is to find out who is the one God. And everybody by the natural law upon our heart can know that there is one God, not two gods, not three gods, because then one of them has to be greater than another, and that would have to be God and not the other two. There can only be one God. He has to be all-powerful. He has to be almighty. He created all things. He controls all things. And nothing escapes. He's all-knowing. And He knows all things. And He controls everything. And it's your job in life to find out who is that God, what is His name, and what is His church. We read in the scriptures throughout that if there's only one God, there can only be one church. If you had 20 different churches that profess 20 different gods, they're not all professing the same God. There's only one God. There's only one church. There's only one faith. That God is the Catholic God. The church is the Catholic church. And the faith is the Catholic faith. And that faith goes all the way back to the time of Jesus Christ, to the time of Peter, St. Peter, the head of the church, back then, when God said to Peter, "Thou art the rock, upon this rock I will build my church, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Made him the first pope. The apostles were the first bishops. We have an unbroken line of testimony of our faith and no one else's faith handed down from those apostles in the first century, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, all the way down today. An unbroken line of testimony that this is the Catholic faith handed down from Jesus Christ. Martin Luther doesn't have it. His church was created, his false church, in the 16th century. The Jehovah's Witnesses don't have it. Their false church was created in the 19th century, in the 1880s, by Charles Taze Russell. That bastard who said he got a vision from some angel who gave him a book and said, "Guess what? Jesus Christ isn't God. He's only an angel." You trust every spirit that speaks to you, you dummy? Do you realize how many devils are on this earth and how many damned human beings are coming back from hell speaking to people, appearing as angels of light? Jesus said that in 2 Corinthians 11:14, I think, right? Satan himself transformeth himself into an angel of light. And I spoke to one of the Mormons, who's the same as a Jehovah's Witness. Really, almost the same in the sense of what they believe. 1800s also, they were created. Some angel Moroni came down and gave him a bunch of lies, and he believed it. And I said, "Well, what happened to Jesus Christ's church for 1880 years until you bums came around and created your own church? Where was the teachings of Christ?" And he said, "Well, they were hidden sparsely here and there." Hidden, yeah, pretty good hidden. I mean, they were nowhere. Didn't Jesus Christ say in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go forth and teach all nations, and I will be with you all days, even to the consummation of the world"? He didn't say, "I'm going to leave you and you're going to be left alone for 1880 years, and I'm going to come along and create another church." And don't be fooled by the church in Rome that calls itself Catholic today, because they're not. The only way you can recognize the Catholic Church is if it's professing the full deposit of the Catholic faith, all our dogmas. There's been many times in the history of the church when groups of Catholics fell away from the church, became apostates, and still call themselves Catholics. Even the Anglicans in England still today call themselves Catholics. And they're not Catholic, regardless of what they tell you. They think they're the true Catholics. We know that the people in Rome today aren't Catholic because they're denying multiple dogmas, multiple basic dogmas, and culpably denying even the deeper dogmas. But we can knock them out just on the basic dogmas. But understand truly that Jesus Christ said, even it was Matthew 18:18, "He will not hear the church. Let him be unto thee as a heathen and publican." And 1 Timothy 3:15, "The church is the pillar and ground of truth, and it has the ability to infallibly define dogmas." And that's what we call papal infallibility. Without the Pope giving that charism to teach infallibly when we need something to be known, we have no way of knowing the truth on earth at all. Everything's in opinion. That's why 25,000 different Protestant religions all disagree with one another over what the truth is, and everyone says the Holy Spirit's speaking to them. So that means the Holy Spirit must be a liar. But you know, it's impossible because the Holy Spirit is God. But they're liars. And they're even, what do you call it, like lack of common sense. It's not even reasonable what they believe in. You see? So when I say to listen to my sermons, you can look at some, the persecution of Rick Gonzalez is another good thing to read. You could read One Church, Mediation Infallibility. You're going to die, you know that. Everyone knows our bodies are going to die. But a lot of kids today don't know they have souls. There's one scripture verse that says, where there's no knowledge of the soul, there is no good. Because your soul, once God creates your soul in the body, in the womb of your mother, your soul will never die. Now the kids all go, hey, that's neat, man. My soul, I'm never going to die. No, I'm not finished yet. That when you die and your soul separates from your body and you go before the particular judgment with Jesus Christ, the Catholic Christ judging you, you're going to either go to hell or heaven. And Jesus says in Matthew 7:14, so that most people end up going to hell and very few are saved. So if you end up going to hell with your soul, you're going to suffer for all eternity in the most painful fires and smells and sounds and visions. It is everlasting pain. And the soul really is like an image of your body. It looks as if your body would. They say when you go to your particular judgment, you would be as you would be when you were 33 years old or something. So when an infant dies and his soul leaves his body, his soul will then look like as if that infant would have looked when he was 33 years old. But the soul doesn't die. Now, or you have the choice. You go to heaven, and the complete opposite of hell, of everlasting happiness, joy, bliss. St. Paul said heaven is so beautiful and so wonderful, we can't even describe it. You can't even imagine how beautiful heaven is. He said, one pluck of a harp from an angel's harp string, that music is so sublime, or the beautiful smells in heaven, and the visions and the sights, and the vision of God Himself is so beautiful. So where do you want to go when you die? Do you want to go to hell or do you want to go to heaven? You better make up your mind. And don't listen to these people tell you that you don't have a soul and that when you die, that's it. It's just all over and you cease to exist. That's a big fat lie. We have proof of people coming back from hell, human beings that lived on earth, just watch movies like The Exorcist and Emily Rose, which we have edited, and coming back up out of hell, that's what they call ghosts, appearing to people, and lying to them a lot sometimes, pretending that they're okay, but when you get a good Catholic exorcist or priest in here, you get the truth out of them, that they're in everlasting pain, and that they're tormented and tortured. We've had Catholic saints go down into hell. God allowed them to visit hell and come back with the vision of hell. And describe what they saw. The devils and the damned human beings suffering in all the different levels of hell. Sister Josefa Mendez, I spoke about it on my sermons. Do not be fooled about this passing world. You're going to die and all this stuff's going to go away. And most of the world that you children know anyway, of this world, is a rotten, filthy, lying, stinking place where people hate one another, they hurt one another, they murder, they commit adultery, they fornicate, they have no respect, all they care about is their selfish own little self. And it's because they're not worshiping the true God. And they don't want to worship the true God. So you got to make up your decision, and you got to say to God today, even now, you make a prayer to Jesus Christ. And Mary even. And if it's harder for you to do Mary, pray to Jesus first and He'll lead you to Mary. And say, please God, help me. Is what Richard's saying true or not? I do want to save my soul. I want to go to heaven and I want to be on the new earth that Jesus Christ is going to create after the second coming. I want to be here with you forever to enjoy all the good things we have now on earth that are going to be even embellished and much better. Let me know if what he's telling is the truth and I want to be on the right path. I want to stop sinning. I want to stop hurting. I want to be removed from sinners. I don't want to live with sinners. Most kids, when they convert today, are going to have sinful parents, evil parents. They're going to be in an evil family and outnumbered by, like, if it's the only kid, you're going to be teamed up on by your own family. That's why Jesus says, anybody who loves his family or his mother or his brother or son more than God is not worthy of God. That's Matthew 10:34-37. You should be thankful that you have somebody to help you, to teach you, who cares about your soul. He's doing what the right thing is, in spite of the fact that he has to leave everybody and separate from the whole wicked world. And then a lot of people wonder, why am I having so much trouble? And all these psychos, the psychological problems, psychological pills, they're popping. They're having all these problems. Why are you having all these problems? Because you're out there with a bunch of evil, stinking people that lie, they cheat, they steal, under the guise of telling you how much they love you. They use that word love as sickening. They don't know what love is. But they use it more than you've ever heard it in the world today. They hate and use one another. They prey upon you. They make money off of you. Or they're getting something out of you. But they don't really love you. The person who really loves you is the one who tells you what you need to do to save your immortal souls that will never die. Now, do you want that to happen? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to be on the new earth to come? When Jesus Christ comes the second time and recreates the new earth, and everything you see in this earth right now that's good is still going to be there, but even better, and plus more things we can't even dream of? So you sacrificed in this world. What? You say, we're telling you to separate from the world. In the beginning, I was a very bad sinner. I broke every one of God's commandments myself, so I know how the devil fools you. You think sin is fun. You think the temporary pleasures you have out there are fun. But you know that your life is filled with moments of chaos, discord, anger, hatred, all kinds of trouble. When you finally make the break and you come into the and resolve to God to sin no more, become a catechumen, start learning about God, and stop sinning and separating from these sinners, your life then really becomes joyful and peaceful on earth. You will then even have a piece of paradise on earth. Our Lord Jesus said that. If you give up all this evil world and follow me, I will give you life everlasting and 100-fold in this world, and you will have true joy, true peace, true love. Not the phony baloney love. Not the phony baloney love that lets an obstinate sinner, a murderer, go and homosexuals get married and run around and continue to sin. Instead of telling them, stop doing that, it's filthy, it's sinful. It's bringing diseases upon you, it's killing people. And you're not punishing sinners. Turn on your news in any local city. People are getting murdered, stores are getting robbed, drug addicts are banging into people in cars. There's all kinds of horrible things going on in your cities. What is that all about? That's the evil world. Alright, so you have to, your dad can direct you towards things to listen in regards to what I'm saying, but you can even make yourself a little prayer to God right now. Say, Lord, if what Richard is saying is true, please give me, let me know. I really do want to save my soul. I really want to go to heaven. I want to get everlasting life. You see, what did Jesus tell, it was Martha or Mary in John 11:25-26? He said, he that believeth in me, although he be dead, he shall live forever. And he that liveth and believeth me shall not die forever. And if you want that, you need to become Catholic, because that's God's one church, and you need to obey all of God's commandments. Jesus said in Matthew 19:17, if thou wilt enter into life, obey the commandments, all 10 of them. Any mortal sin against any one of the commandments will send you to hell for all eternity. And let me tell you something. When you come into the church and obey God, that's the easy road. It's the wonderful road. It's the joyful road. We know that. But in the beginning, you're going to have a little bit of a struggle because you've got to break away from your sinful life. You've got to break away from the things that you think you can't break away from or you think are good. You have to ask God to make you hate those things and to bring you down into the right path. And you already have a Father there that's willing to help you. And so you should thank God for that. You have a place to go. And you know about us here. It's a great blessing. But I would really recommend you to start listening to my audios. Watch my videos. We got good religious movies, that can enlighten you. And even good secular movies. And when you come to the Catholic Church, all the things that are good are not taken away. Recreations and moderate use of alcohol is fine. We're not Puritans neither. Puritans are heretics on the other side that condemn all recreations and all pleasures. Catholics don't do that. All right, so that's it for a little sermon there. Is there any questions from anybody?
He says they don't have a problem praying the Holy Mary and everything.
Okay, that's good.
Like, they just haven't condemned, they haven't told their mother any teller, you know. See, and he says they don't pray with her. And he says, Greg has some of your sermons on his MP3
player. Oh, good. Very good. Excellent. Well, tell him he has a great... if he ever wants to become a catechumen, we have a place for him to work. He'll be working with the Gott Brothers up in Colorado and have a wonderful place. He'll be around very good people. He'll be very happy, joyful, and manly, and he'll have all the beautiful, wonderful things. So we have a place for him.
He's not going to public school either. He's homeschooling himself.
Good, good. Thank God for that. See, he won't be listening to me today if he doesn't have some good. Neither of them would be listening to me, even right now, if they didn't have some goodwill. So they're doing some things in their life right now that are correct. Or they could not even listen to what I just said. No, they would have just walked out of the room and said, the kid's crazy, he's a nut, I don't want to hear him. You know, the devil doesn't want you to even listen, because if you listen for more than about 5 minutes, you start saying, hey, I think he's making some sense over here. You know, this is what this guy's saying over here. The biggest thing the devil does is try to get you not to listen at all. All right, so thank God for your dad over there to help you. And you go to him for help, and he'll help you write your letters and deal with your situations. And know that you have a place to go. immediately even now. If you just determine that you want to be a catechumen, we'd have a place for you to work during the, you'd be working 6 months out of the year, and 6 months out of the year, you'd be making enough money so you don't need to work. You could be living on the Gott Brothers apple orchard up there, which is a wonderful Catholic community of a bunch of Catholic men up there working with one woman up there. Lord God, we got to get some more women up there, maybe to help Sister Laura one day. But still, it works out very nicely. It's like St. Benedict's, Ora et Labora. The brothers work and labor, and they recreate together. Play basketball, shoot guns, shoot obstinate heretics every now and then. Now that day will come. Obstinate, you see. God always gives people a chance, you see. So there's a place for you to go, and you have to thank God for that. You know, a lot of us, when we came in, we had no place to go. But God still got us into the, even when I had nothing. I mean, I separated from my whole family. I lived in an apartment by myself and my dog, Rocky. It was me and the little dog, Rocky. That was it. I liked Rocky more than all the other beings around me, the human beings. Anyway, I did it, you know. If you really love God and you want to save your soul and the Blessed Mother, she'll help you. Read my book, How to Be a Good Catholic. That's probably the most first important book that you should read, How to Be a Good Catholic. Okay, so is that it for now? Any other questions for any of the brothers? All right, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We pray that Holy Mary would help Gregory, right, in September. And give them all the graces, all the help they need to come into the Catholic Church and have a hope to save their immortal souls. May God have mercy upon them. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.